Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, the show about sex and happiness. And today we're going to be speaking about sex and happiness when you venture to a nudist resort. Like, what is that like? And, you know, this is one of my favorite topics. This isn't the first time that I've talked about it with a guest, and it's not going to be the last time that I talk about it either, because I'm sold on going to resorts like this, and because there's a lot to be gained, and we'll talk about that with my guest on the show today. So let me tell you a little bit about him. His name is Alan Meltzer, and he's a jewelry designer and a goldsmith, an inventor, and a problem solver. And he has something called psoriasis. And he has discovered some interesting things to do about psoriasis when vacationing at a place where you have to take your clothes off. He's also in a monogamous relationship, and sounds like he's not always in it. When he goes to certain resorts, perhaps he delves a little bit into having other partners, but we'll find out about that on the show. Anyway, one thing I want you to know about Alan is that how we know each other is he contacted me about a year ago and told me that he was making a product to help women achieve orgasms. And this kind of thing is previously unthought of, like he's actually created something. So welcome to Sex and Happiness, Alan.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. I love talking to you. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about, let's get started with the first part of it, which is you have psoriasis.
Yes, diagnosed about 10 years ago, and it's been a struggle. I've been through a lot of the medications that dermatologists prescribe now, which, you know, are very harmful to the body, very harmful to your future health, and I decided not to continue on with them.
You mean like dangerous, like they reside in the liver and they don't clean out? Heavy metals?
They're biologicals that act on the entire system. So they basically lower your entire immune system to a level that opens you up for many cancers and a lot of different diseases and fungal infections that you normally wouldn't be. So I decided to just basically stop taking them and try to deal with it in more holistic ways.
Okay, and can you tell me, like, if you when you say you have psoriasis, like, I'm aware of psoriasis like around people's elbows, but do you have psoriasis kind of like all over your body?
Actually, it's I would say moderate. I have it on my elbows and a few patches on my butt and a few small patches on my legs. Nothing that's, I've seen much worse, let's put it that way.
And when you took, well, that's good. You're lucky in that respect. When you took those drugs, did it make any difference? Let's compare apples and oranges here. So when you took the psoriasis drugs, did they prevent an outbreak? Did they make the markings on your body go away in any way? Or was it just like preventive for sun damage? Like, I'm not sure when you take the drug. Since I don't have it, I'm not sure what happens when you take those the nasty drugs.
Well, like all autoimmune diseases, basically your body is fighting itself. It misinterprets where that there's not a... it misinterprets actually that there's a damage to something and all your white blood cells go to it and make an immune response, pretty much like an allergic response. But trying to deal with this over the years, it's just been a struggle. As far as the first few medications I took cleared me up, but I was constantly sick. I felt like I had the flu all the time. I felt like I had cold all the time. And those are just some of the side effects that you have to deal with, or you don't take them.
So it also sounds like those things could also affect your sex life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the beginning of getting, of actually being diagnosed, my self-esteem was in the toilet. I don't think you could have gotten any lower, because no one wants to have sex with someone and then have them look at you and say, "Ooh, what is that?"
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's just like anything else. It just lowers everything. Anything that goes wrong with our bodies makes us feel less than, makes us feel, just makes us feel terrible. Now, this is, psoriasis is a very common, like, I didn't realize it was autoimmune until you just said it. I mean, I didn't even know what it was. I mean, I just, because I don't have it, I never thought about it. But this is a very widespread thing that people have.
Yeah, as you can see all the television commercials for different medications out there. They're basically all the same medication, the biologicals. They just work slightly differently, and basically your body gets, once you get clear, your body will get used to it, and that won't work anymore. And that's why we see on the television commercials them changing names and changing formulas very often, because they tend to stop working.
Yeah, your body forms its own reaction to it, and then it doesn't help anymore. Same thing with almost any drug is like that. What about, does it itch? I mean, is there anything else except that it has a look to it, and then that lowers your self-esteem, but does it have any other effect?
For myself, no. I don't have any itching. There's flaking of the skin, which is really annoying. Sometimes sunlight is really the only other effective treatment, and they use it, UV bulbs at a certain wavelength that's the best treatment that's out there right now.
Okay, got it. So you bravely, with a condition, with a skin condition, you bravely took the leap and attended, you know, or a clothing optional resort. How long ago did you do that?
First time I was there in a long time was 2013.
Okay, but you had been before pre-psoriasis?
Yes, I have, when I was a lot younger.
Okay, and we're talking about, just so everybody knows, we're talking about hedonism too, which I'm sure my listeners know that I'm a huge fan, that I go as often as I can, at least two times a year, and that I love hedonism, and I think everybody should go, but we'll talk about that after. So that's the place we're talking about. So in 2013, you revisited hedonism, and this is post being diagnosed with psoriasis.
Yes, exactly.
And so what did you do? I mean, did you dread going, or did you say, the hell with it, I'm just going to do it, I'm going to take the plunge? I mean, what kind of mental tenacity did you have to have?
Well, basically, I would more or less say that the first time I went there, I was self-conscious, but not debilitatingly self-conscious. There's nothing you can cover up when you need to be on a nude beach and you need to be nude. There's not much cover up. There's no long sleeves in Jamaica.
So you went anyway, and you went because you went with a partner who was sympathetic to you, or you went because you just said, I'm not going to stop my life because of this condition? I mean, what did you have to say?
Yeah, I didn't want to stop my life. I was invited to go, with my partner, and I knew how wonderful the resort was, and I knew that it was being totally renovated, and it was a whole new experience. And I just said, the hell with it. I'm going to try it. I was a little bit self-conscious the first time. I've been at least four or five times since, where I don't even think about it now. And my self-confidence there is off the charts, and that's not because of drinking or all the drugs that are done there. It's just done because it's basically because I really don't care. If somebody is going to accept me the way I am, great. If they don't, then it's really much, pretty much their loss.
But you've just underscored a point that I think cannot be underestimated, which is that when you go to a place, especially a place like hedonism, although I've been to another place or two where people go without clothes, when you go to a place like this, there's almost universal acceptance. Like, I often, people, I see posts on Facebook on the hedonism group, and I also see people just ask random questions like, if I'm a little chubby, or if I'm a little this, or I, you know, I have this thing going on with my body, will people not accept me at hedonism? And you and I both know that it doesn't matter what's going on with your body. Everybody is equally welcomed, and everybody is equally conversed with and included and partied with and community built with and camaraderie built with and all that thing. Like, there isn't any rule or any guidelines in hedonism that says that anybody would leave anybody out because of anything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody would like to go tan and buff and tight and taut, but at our ages, that is the rarity. People are not as in great shape as they were when they were 25 years old, and it's a place you can go with scars, with cellulite, with issues that you are so self-conscious about, where nobody cares. No one even looks at you with any disdain or anything like that.
Everybody's body is actually worshipped and beautiful there.
Which is probably one of the the only place in the world that I've ever experienced that.
Well, there's a couple. Let me just say, there's a place in, I think it's called Cap d'Or in France.
Where Cap Dog is, Cap Dog is basically a town that's, it's really nothing like Hedo. There's really very few places in the world like it.
Okay, but I know it's a whole town where people don't wear clothes.
Well, it's not really the case, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Got it. That's what I heard.
There are some nude beaches. There are nude beaches in some of the clubs there. There are some couples clubs. But in general, it's more of a family-friendly atmosphere where children can get on the beach and be nude, but there's no public displays of affection, really, the way you find at Hedo or some of the other resorts in Mexico.
Yeah, I've been to the resorts in Mexico. I've been to one. I've been to Riviera Maya. Desire Riviera Maya. I didn't like it as much as Hedo, though, I have to say. Just didn't. But we'll talk about that in a moment, because we actually need to come on break now. So let me just stop the conversation, and we're going to talk more like why anybody would do this, and then what you actually did about the psoriasis and so on, because probably a lot of people listening have this condition. I'm going to estimate that more people than I know have it. I think it's a common condition that we're talking about. Well, we're talking about a few common conditions. One is that you might have psoriasis. Two is that you might not have ever experienced a nude resort. And so we're talking about that as well, and like what that's about. So we're combining a couple of subjects today. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Alan Meltzer, who I know him on, he's my friend from Facebook, and we have been talking about a product that he's developing having to do with women's orgasms. And we will get to that on the show today, so you're going to have to stay tuned, because first we're getting to it. We're talking about how Alan lost his sense of feeling terrible about his body when he discovered he had psoriasis, and how he went to a naked resort, and he kind of got over it, and then how he really got over it. So stay tuned, because this might affect you. And if it doesn't affect you now, it could affect you in the future, or it could affect a loved one. So don't go away. Sexual. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much needed option for women. Zestra safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com. for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R.
Sexual.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm talking to Alan Meltzer. And, you know, Alan was talking about some very real situations. One is how you feel your insecurities before you would go someplace to be naked. Two, you know, like showing your body in public. Two, what happens if you have an autoimmune disease which affects your skin, like psoriasis, and how that affects your self-esteem. And three, that there may be places on earth where people can get naked, but some of the places we're talking about, like hedonism or the desire resorts, there's an opportunity to be naked and also show affection to your partner publicly while being naked and while other people are around. So, Alan, we're back on this segment, and what encouraged you to go to a resort like this in the first place?
Well, let's see. I believe my girlfriend actually just booked it and said, let's go. And I didn't have much of a choice in the matter.
You know, I've heard that most people get there like that.
I think more males do that with their wives and say, okay, we're booked, let's go. It's a nice resort. They have paddle boards and things like that. And when the women show up, it's not exactly what they thought it was going to be. But usually everyone is naked within the first day. And after the first bottle of rum, it's all good.
Well, you know, there was a post on the Hedonism group on Facebook where a woman talked about how insecure she was in her body, how she had issues with everything, and how she got there and she felt at home, like she felt she was in heaven. She felt people were so amazing to her that it changed her entire life and her body image forever. And I cried when I read it. It was quite a long post, and I reposted it in about 65 groups on Facebook, because I had never read anything so dramatically profound about the experience of just being naked in public and allowing yourself to be out there. And I was so proud of her. I wrote her, of course, for permission before I shared that post, and I saw it again recently. She really, and she posts a naked picture of herself. Of course, she makes it Facebook friendly. She puts some patches over her nipples and over her genitals, but you could see she doesn't have a perfect body. She's not a Playboy bunny or anything like that. She's just a real person with a real body, and she didn't mind sharing that picture, and I was very moved by that. So your girlfriend booked it and said, we're going. I think that's a riot, and I'm glad you went along with it, I'm sure. Maybe you didn't, did you know when you were on the plane?
Oh, yes. I was, like I said, I had been there for, when I was probably about 28 or 30, and I thought the resort was sort of run down when I was there when I was younger, but I mean, you can't have it. I knew from experience you can't have a better time. And the first time that we had even discussed this was our first date, because she was an experienced hedo person for many years, and when I happened to mention that, oh, I was in hedo when I was younger, that just melted everything away as far as, oh, how am I going to tell him that I've been there many times? And it just totally took all the inhibitions away as far as being able to talk about it.
That's great. So why would somebody want to go? I mean, why would you? I mean, I encourage people all the time, and I take groups there for weeks when I'm teaching there. Why would someone want to go? Why would you encourage someone?
Well, it's extremely difficult to get over the paralyzing fear of first taking your clothes off. Everybody knows that. I'm sure everybody that's been there knows that. One moment where you're standing in front of the sign that says, you must be nude to be on this side of the beach. It's taking the plunge. You change into a different person. I feel that you do. When you take your clothes off...
The difference is what? Like, you go from before you were this and after you were what?
Well, before it was about stuff. It was about your clothes, your car, your material.
Your Rolex watch?
Yeah, you can't wear that on the beach because you'll get a big tan line. And the reason, my reasoning for saying that is that after spending a few days there and getting to know people, it does take a couple of days to really get used to the fact that people are nude next to you and you're looking at people that are less than perfect models. It gives people a sense that, oh, well, you know what? I am something without my stuff. People like me for me.
And so good.
I have got to that point as far as I can have any conversation with anyone and never an entire week of not thinking about my stupid skin that is doesn't look as bad as it possibly could because of a product that I'll tell you about a bit later. But people accept you for who you are. I don't know any other place in the world that that happens, honestly.
Yeah, and I didn't find it to be the same in Mexico, I'm just going to say. I found people to be very cliquish, and I just didn't find the same welcome. I also didn't find the staff to be as on their J-O-B as they are in Jamaica. It's a whole different mentality. I mean, Jamaicans like to party, and when you're there to party, they're happy you're there. Mexicans feel like they're getting their job done, like they're doing the task, and they're getting it done eventually. But it didn't feel to me like they were so happy to see me.
And it's a totally different mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm in Jamaica, I mean, it's like the minute I get off the bus and I'm at the resort, they're like, welcome home, you're home. They're so happy. So it's a very great and a very healing and transformative experience, not only according to you, Alan, but according to everybody that I've talked to about it, including that I've interviewed the owner of the resort. As you know, I interviewed Harry Lang about a year ago, and it was a fantastic interview, and he talked about all the innovations he was making and how he wants the service to be on the up and up, like better than ever. He hired more staff and all that, so we don't have to go into that, but talking to you is like a real person. You don't own the resort, but you went there and you go there often and you go there with your committed partner, and it feels good. Now, let's talk about the psoriasis and what you did about it. We're at that point where I don't want to keep people in suspense anymore. I want to talk about what you're developing because, of course, you're going to come back on the show once it's like fully developed and on the market. But how you started experimenting with something and you're in the jewelry business and you create designs and you do these things in jewelry. But what led you to start looking for inventing something new? What was going on?
Well, I've always been really, really curious about anything, actually. I'm curious how things work and why they work. And my girlfriend actually was premenopausal at the time, and she mentioned to me about an article that she read about somebody having success with menopausal sort of symptoms, dryness, lack of desire, things like that, that they were using out in California or Colorado. Maybe it was Colorado medically, that was a cannabis-based product. And basically, it's a spray that was being used to help women with their orgasms, with desire, with dryness. And I said, well, we can't get it here. Here in Massachusetts, we just can't get it, and we don't know how to make it, so I have to figure out how to make it. And I came up with making it my own system for manufacturing it. And one day, I was making this batch for her, and she is very brave because she was the first person to test this for me. She's patient number one, which took a lot of guts. And I was rubbing my hands were wet with the oil, with the cannabis oil on my hands, which is coconut oil based. And I had nowhere to dry them off because I had on rubber gloves. And I just put it on my arms. And, you know, I thought it would be a little moisturizing on my arms. And I came upstairs from my shop, and my son said, what happened to your psoriasis? What are you on? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, it's gone. So I started using that oil on my psoriasis, which has been helping tremendously. I've given it to a few people that I know that have very small, tiny patches and are extremely self-conscious, that have tiny little patches on one leg or something, and it totally cured them as far as taking them in remission. But it works. I don't know exactly how it works, but it works.
So this is cannabis oil that you're talking about. Now, this is amazing. Have you tried it on people who have I think it's called PVC or herpes outbreaks that aren't like necessarily genital, but they're somewhere else on the body?
Not really. The immune response, it tends to stop the immune response as well as being extremely anti-inflammatory. So any type of disease or affliction that you have that involves inflammation, it's widely been known for years that cannabis and cannabis oils and extracts help with those things. But actually to see it actually work on my issue,
on yourself,
was a miracle. It was an absolute miracle.
That is amazing, Alan. That's just amazing. So, was it something that you talked about when you were last at Hedonism, or did you just like keep it to yourself and bask in the delight that you weren't having any kind of an outbreak?
Well, combined with sun and tanning, it's barely noticeable now. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if my body is going to stop responding to it, but right now it helps tremendously.
That's amazing.
And that's not even what it was really designed for, but I guess that's what happens in a lot of science is things get discovered by accident, such as Viagra was actually a mistake.
Wasn't Viagra used for something in Alzheimer's or Parkinson's?
It was originally developed as a medication for pulmonary hypertension, which is high blood pressure in the lung system. And I guess the people that they did the double-blind trial on were walking out with hard-ons for 4 hours.
And they were probably astounded. I mean, that you know, when they tell you side effects or whatever, they probably didn't tell them that. So that's
no,
just...
that's a good side effect though.
That's great. Well, we're gonna take another break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about what you really developed the product for, and when you possibly think it's gonna. And I'll talk about a little bit of my experience with the product as well, since I've been one of your trials. I don't know what number I am, though, but I'm curious now. So when we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit. So I'm talking with Alan Meltzer. He's in Massachusetts. I'm here in Phoenix. He's a jewelry designer, but because of a situation with his girlfriend, his partner, going into menopause, he developed a product for her that had to do with cannabis oil to keep her moist and keep her sexual juices flowing. And then, lo and behold, he just happened to rub it on his arms and it took away his psoriasis. I mean, this is an amazing story. So, and that's why Alan's on the show, because I mean, if one thing I want this show to bring everybody is hope. You never know what's going to happen next. I mean, I'm into super radical life extension, and I always tell people live long enough to live forever. So this is only one of these miracle products that's happened, and there's going to be more and more expected. When we come back, we're going to talk about the effects that it had with his partner, the sexual effects it had with his partner, the menopausal effects it had with his partner, and then we can talk a little bit about me. So I hope you're at the edge of your chair, because there's about to be more information about breakthroughs. We'll be right back. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Lori Handler has told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
We are back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handler as your host, and I'm speaking with Alan Meltzer today. And Alan's talking about how his experience with using cannabis oil and rubbing it on his arms took away his psoriasis symptoms better than any medication that he had experimented with, and he was able to go to probably his favorite place on earth, many people's favorite place on earth, hedonism too, and be out in the sun and be naked without any symptoms of psoriasis on his body. Quite a miracle in and of itself. And mostly he was developing this cannabis product for his partner who was experiencing menopausal symptoms. So let's go back over that in case anybody missed that. So she was experiencing dryness and what else?
General lack of desire and not feeling good about herself at all.
And so she read this article about possible reinvigoration or stimulation through using a cannabis product. I read that too, by the way. I saw that. I didn't see the article. I saw a posting of a video on a product in California that people can buy in the dispensaries in California, I think. And I wrote on Facebook when I saw that, what is this and how can I get some? It was a spray. And that's what I think you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it because I live in a state where medical marijuana is available and THC and CBD oils, but not recreational. You can't just walk into a dispensary like you can in Colorado. So you didn't know where to get this, so you decided to start developing this on your own, in your own, we'll call it laboratory.
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily I can talk about it now because we are recreational legal here in Massachusetts, and it gives me a good forum to talk about this, which is something I am extremely passionate about, because when you find something that helps people and helps women and helps relationships, that's exciting. It's not about developing a company and the money and all of the wonderful things that come along with it, it's helping people. And that is makes me feel better than anything.
That's so nice. That's so wonderful. So in the help, you've created what? Like in this urge to help people and certainly help her, what happened?
Well, the first time I made, let's see, a batch of cannabis coconut oil, infused coconut oil, I was learning from books, YouTube videos, bad YouTube videos, uninformed YouTube videos, in a lot of different places that I had to really learn how to deal with this flower, plant, whatever you would like to call it, and basically developed it as a solid. The first time I did it, because I was using normal coconut oil, not liquid coconut oil, and basically it has to be refrigerated. That's one negative part of using it as a solid, and I actually convinced her, let's try this. If you want to try it, if you don't want to try it, I'm totally on board. If you're nervous to put this inside you or on you, it's not really it's a sensitive subject in a sensitive area that you're asking somebody to put inside their body. So we tried it, and the first night that we tried it, I believe I just rubbed it on her clitoral area, and I really didn't know what the dosage should be until we played with it. So I made it a bit weaker than what I thought it should be, because I really didn't want to. And this also is something that does not get the person high that you're spreading it on. That's a misconception as far as topicals. And the first night, I heard, honestly, I've heard noises I've never heard before come out of her or anyone else.
You mean passion?
Passion, barnyard sounds. It was a new experience for me. And when we both were done, I said, this is something special. This just did something that I never thought would happen again. And she also thought the same thing, that she's done. Her sex life is pretty much waning, over, whatever. And it helped her have probably 5 or 6 orgasms that first night that she wasn't even sure she could reach anymore. Mm. And in the following year, I actually worked on and actually brought the product to Hedo and tested on people there. Quite a few people were willing to try it. And I just can't even tell you, unless you actually see or experience what happens when you apply the spray, let it sit 15, 20 minutes, or a solid that's inserted like a suppository. Unless you actually experience it or watch the effects of it, it's very difficult to believe. It really is. Because I've seen claims, I've heard claims about products that do this, and they're nutraceuticals, and, you know, given that this is a product that's only available in certain states, that's legal in certain states, some people just will never be able to try it. But the response that women have had is absolutely astounding.
That's amazing, and I can verify that as well. I don't know what number would you say I am?
I would say, well, after I tested at Hedo about 30 women, probably 31.
Patient 31, I love it. I'm going to hold up a sign and take a picture when it actually comes out on the market. I had an astounding experience with it as well. Not so much the spray, but the suppository. And now I realize, because I didn't use the spray right, so I didn't wait 15 minutes.
Ah, well, it has to absorb into the body first.
Yeah, but, well, I didn't do that.
I've also discovered that by using the suppository, it gets closer to the G-spot, which on some women, different women have so many different responses. We've also had a lot of success inserting it anally, which is a whole different playground that people maybe never explored and will find some pleasure there that they never realize that they're have there.
So what you're doing is you're opening up the gates of pleasure in a different way that most people probably haven't thought about, and certainly people who think they're over the hill and are about to, you know, give up on their sex life can now have hope based on the fact that you've been doing some trials in this. And I think it's amazing. I mean, when you first contacted me, when we were first chatting about it on Facebook, I thought it was an amazing idea. And of course, that's how you and I met. And I'm impressed with the fact that you went for it and that you developed it, et cetera. I just think it's brilliant. So when do we expect that there's going to be availability for at least people who can get things like this? When will availability be in states where people can either get it medically or get it recreationally? When do you think that will happen?
Well, on the East Coast right now, we're still waiting for legislature, or actually the governor held us up another 30 days for stores to actually open. Recreational stores are not open in Massachusetts, so I'm not going to have a ready outlet to be able to sell these products for probably the next 8 months to a year, probably 2018. And there are a lot of other states that are working on recreational legislation right now, up and down the East Coast, that look like it's going to be a really great couple of years. So we're looking at sometime in mid-2018.
That's great, Alan. Really great. I mean, Arizona just missed passing recreation by really a slim margin. I don't know what they were thinking, why they would pass medical and they wouldn't pass recreational. I mean, the statistics are overwhelming in Colorado at how car accidents have gone down and all kinds of things, you know, violent crimes, different things. But, you know, I don't know, Arizona has to do everything its own way, so soon.
Well, one thing that cannabis and marijuana products don't do is ruin a man's sex life, because you can have the same effect head-wise, and it does not ruin below-the-belt performance. That's pretty much well-known in sexual circles.
Yes, correct. Well, it's great, Alan. I'm so excited to and happy to know you. Second of all, I'm thrilled that this product that you've been creating and working on diligently not only has a wonderful sexual effect on women who are facing these crazy challenges, menopausal women, but I'm also thrilled to know that it's worked on a condition, psoriasis, and I would love to try it out on people who have this HPV virus that shows up with like a mark on their butt or something, and then they, you know, they also feel shunned and horrified and whatever. You know, it's not exactly in the genitals. It's like somewhere else nearby. And I'd love to see the effect on that. I'd love to have them feel unashamed again. I'd love to have everybody feel unashamed. I mean, the whole world feel unashamed, you know?
As my father would say, it couldn't hurt, because basically there is nothing chemical, there's nothing except a holistic medication that can actually harm you. There are no side effects.
Right.
There's no absorption into the skin where you get high. It does what it's supposed to do in... Whether it works on herpes type infections, that's something you'll have to let me know, and we can work on it further, develop it further.
Yeah, I have a few people in my life that probably will want to know about this and may want to be your patient one on that too. So we'll see what we can do. It's a miracle remedy, and it's being proved to be a miracle remedy in many situations, and this is just another one. One quick question. Had you tried the O shot?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you know what the O shot is.
I have knowledge of it, but if you'd like to explain it to me, I'm sure there are many listeners out there that don't know.
Yeah, it's a new therapy for women who feel like their sex life is waning, and that is to take PRP, which is taking blood, like a blood draw from yourself. Then it goes on a centrifugal force machine, and they separate the plasma from the thicker red blood. So the red blood falls to the bottom, the heavier blood, and then in the lighter blood, which is the plasma, they take that and they mix it with calcium or something. And they have been using it for pain management for quite a few years now. And it's a kind of a stem cell therapy. So somebody came up with the idea to give an injection to the clitoris and further back in the vagina. And I heard recently from a stem cell doctor who performed this on herself. She's in her 40s. She performed this on herself, and she said she thought she had a really great sex life before the shot. But she said it gave such a boost to her, her husband was like amazed. And I have some friends out here now in Arizona who are trying that. I have some PRP people who, PRP is used to plump your skin and your face because it produces stem cells that produce collagen. You can shoot PRP into your gums and fix receding gum lines. And professional athletes it's been used on them for a long time. Like, you can take a PRP shot and shoot it into your knee or have it shot into your ankles, where cartilage or meniscus might be torn, and it increases the speed in which the body can heal its own ligaments and different tissues. So I've used PRP for, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years. I've had shots in my both knees, in one ankle. I've had shots in between my toes, and I've also had shots in my face. But I have not had the O shot.
I think you need an O shot. I think you're looking like you need an O shot. Because without trying it, you really can't endorse it or not endorse it.
Exactly. I'm just coming into the realization about it. You know what I mean? It's like just went on my radar. So I'll be speaking about it in the near future, and I'll certainly speak to you about it.
I'd love to hear about your experience with it.
Thank you. Well, Ellen, it's time for us to say goodbye on Sex and Happiness today. It's been my pleasure to have you as my guest.
Thank you so much for having me, Laurie. I love to talk about these things and all of these different subjects we talked about. I'm very passionate about all of them. So I really appreciate your listeners listening and having them out there, and I hope that we help just one person.
Really? Well, I hope that we help more. I have about 100,000 downloads a month, so definitely we're going to help more than one. Anyway, this is Laurie Handler's, signing off. My next show will be with somebody who does lover's hypnosis. I'm pretty certain of that, and that's a whole new thing for me. I have no idea what this person's going to talk about, but he's been writing to me and letting me know about it, and I'm hoping to get him on the show next time. And if not, you know, there'll be somebody else who has something very interesting and amazing to help you with your sex and your happiness. So tune in next time, and thank you so much for listening. This is Laurie Handler signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.